Hello, and welcome to It Was a Square with
me, Sean,
who's very enthusiastic,
mm-hmm.
and me, Brooke,
who couldn't care less.
That's not true.
Sorry for the big delay with Christmas and New Year's and everything coming up. We kind of lost track, and I then had strep.
Yeah.
And still kind of do.
I think January 31st, we should just treat it like New Year's Eve.
Okay. How did you spend your New Year's Eve, Brooke?
Well, I worked, mm-hmm. and then you were sick, and then we went to bed.
I think at about 8:45.
Probably not that early. And then the next day I woke up and I went to work again. And so, yeah, it's been a rough start to the 2022. Your car wouldn't start for a while.
We didn't
have our pipes frozen in our kitchen for a couple days.
Yeah.
All good things.
We're doing
all great
well.
Things. So I think, yeah, January 31st, we'll just pretend it's New Year's Eve and just
pop open a bottle of Martinelli's.
Start everything.
Sparkling apple cider.
Yeah. Start everything February 1st.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Nothing like having a bunch of New Year's resolutions or goals and then just immediately failing at them because life has sucked.
Yeah. That's okay, though. What was your favorite gift for 2021 Christmas?
Ooh, I got a lot of things.
Listen to this, everybody. It was beginning of October. I was like, I kind of wanted to buy myself. I don't even remember what it was. I was like, I kind of want to buy myself this.
It was a video game.
That's right. Good job. It was Diablo. I kind of want to buy myself this. It just became available on the Switch, which is the only thing I have. And I told Brooke I'm going to get this game. And she's like, no. Like, Christmas is just coming up, like, calm down. Like, let me get it for you for Christmas. And I was bummed. I was like, okay, fine, I'll wait 2-3 months. 3 days before Christmas, Brooke bought herself some shoes.
To be fair.
I'm cutting everything you say out, so it doesn't even matter.
I left my old snow boots, my winter boots, stayed in Idaho because they got their mileage out of them for sure.
There are literal holes in the waterproofing.
Which is a big bummer for snow boots. Anyway, and my mom and I were at TJ Maxx and there were some on sale, and that's, I don't want to ask for something like that for Christmas. It was like a necessity. It'd be like you.
I kind of necessitated that video game, or needed.
I don't think you did. The rest of that story is when Sean said all of this to his mom and sister on Christmas. They were both like, oh yeah, Brooke is absolutely in the right.
No, yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, don't pit women against women when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess he's getting
I ended up buying
getting
the video
any
game for myself anyway. But with Christmas money. So, like, it was all fine. But
I did a lot of research.
Yeah.
And I asked a bunch of people, and I had no idea what he wanted. There were, like, 17 different types of Diablos and et cetera.
And 17 is really your number.
It really is. I go in phases. Yeah. Pretty soon it'll be something else.
It'll
anyway.
Be 18. He'll upgrade.
No, it'll be like 200. Oh, it'll be something crazy.
Yeah. 217.
Yeah.
If you could imagine.
Anyway, so I just wrapped like a little note saying, hey, I'll get you Diablo. And then he had enough. I don't know. Then it didn't happen. To be fair, I went well over budget for you.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Without it. So.
Yeah. And you will get your last present sometime past Valentine's Day. I think 2 or 3 days after Valentine's Day. It's always how it goes.
And that's all right.
There's always one gift that always comes so late. Last year it was a custom vinyl that I had like uploaded songs onto. And I think it came in like June.
No, it came for like our anniversary. So March. The end of March.
Yeah, like you know, half of what June is to January.
What was your favorite present?
I don't know. This brand spanking new crisp microphone that I'm talking into right now is pretty great. We tested it and it's so crisp.
So crisp.
So nice.
The unfortunate thing is it doesn't connect with the other microphone we had.
Nope, but we'll figure it out someday. For anybody wondering, I don't know if anybody cares, it's a black snowball ice. It's pretty cool. A blue snowball ice.
I'm a great gift giver. Just kidding.
Brooke told me, again, like a month, maybe even more before Christmas, that she wanted offset spatulas. And I wrote it down. they were going to be like a surprise gift that she did ask for but had forgotten that she asked for and forgot. I thought that she forgot that she wanted them. Brooke also does a Secret Santa with her friends.
I asked for baking supplies, including like offset spatulas and I don't remember what else. And then I also said that to my in-laws and my mom. I mean, I gave everybody like the list. My friends and I open our gifts like a week or two before Christmas.
Or like the 16th or something.
Yeah. And they were, my friend got me very nice.
Cake by Courtney.
Offset spatulas. I was like, sweet. And then Sean was like, are you kidding? He came home. He wasn't home at the time. And he had already like wrapped the offset spatulas he got me and they were under the tree. And so he just like opened them up and returned them.
Yeah. I also got you an iPhone 11 Pro Max case that was silk. It arrived and I was like so happy and I was like, yeah, I told you that we have 11s and you're like, no, we have 12s. We have iPhone 12s. I was like, no, Brooke, we have 11s. Turns out I was wrong, so I had to return it and get the new one, which is coming in February.
Yeah, that's the... Anyway, so Sean returned the offset spatulas and then Christmas morning, I unwrapped another offset spatula from my mom.
Yep.
And we returned that one as well. So yeah, if I kept everything, I think I would have gotten 7 offset spatulas this Christmas. So
yeah. And how many cakes have you baked?
Well, you don't eat cake, so 0.
Yeah. I like cake. All right, we are hot off seeing Spider-Man No Way Home. If by hot, you mean a month later.
Just about, yeah. Wow.
We're going to talk more about all things Spider-Man before the movie. So before we start, did you think that watching the Raimi Spider-Man movies helped?
Yeah.
Your enjoyment of Spider-Man No Way Home?
Absolutely.
I think it would be almost unwatchable. Not unwatchable, but very bland.
Mm-hmm.
All of these amazing characters with amazing backstories. If you don't know those characters or backstories, are just whatever. With the exception of Willem Dafoe, who was just...
fantastic.
Awesome. We got to watch No Way Home with my sister and her 3 kids. It was pretty fun. The youngest one.
It was his first movie.
First ever movie. And I always tell everybody that my first movie in the theaters was Spider-Man 2002 or 1.
Which I don't think is true.
It's not quite true. But it was a movie that I knew was coming out and I was very excited for. And I was like telling everybody, like, let's go see Spider-Man. We're going to see Spider-Man. It's going to be awesome. I don't even think I made it through the opening credits before I fell asleep. So... but no, my nephew did a great job. He had a little bit of a fussiness in the very beginning, but not even like 5 minutes. He was fine for the rest of the movie. But he was like walking back and forth. We were in the very back row.
Pretty empty theater.
Very empty theater for it being as big of a movie as it is. And he just like got up on his older brother, just like cocked his fist back and just started punching him over and over again. And he's almost 2, or he is 2?
Yeah, he's 2.
He's 2, yeah. His older brother's 10. I just thought that was so funny. And I think you said...
yeah, he's definitely not influenced by what's on the screen right now. Because, you know, there's all the fight scenes or whatever. But yeah, I just casually, like, walked over to him and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then I had our niece in my lap the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the end of it, every limb was asleep. Because she was tired, you know.
Yeah.
Just how little kids are, but...
we were waiting for the end credit scenes. Oh, yeah. And Brooke, I think every 30 seconds... okay, I think after these words are gone, there'll be a scene and we can leave. Okay, I think after these words are gone.
Definitely after these ones.
Yeah.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's funny how long the ending credits are when you're 5 or 4. I don't know. Before Tom Holland and the MCU, what was like your first or like your interactions with Spider-Man?
The only scene I saw when I was younger, I remember just being on at my grandma's house, and it's the scene where Uncle Ben dies, and it's very sad, and I just remember being like, this is a sad movie, I will not be watching it. And then maybe a few years later, the third one was on, and the scene where they're in like the bell tower, basically like the final, that scene and then the final scene.
The church?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's taking the Venom symbiote off.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then the very, very end with James Franco. That's his name, right?
James Franco's...
brother?
Death.
Oh, yeah. So that's the only Spider-Man, original Spider-Man
mm-hmm.
With Tobey Maguire.
But like, what did your Spider-Man is Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, and I will tell you, I don't remember anything. I like Andrew Garfield. I remember it being good, but kind of with all, I think we've said this before, but in all superhero movies, they all just kind of blend it into one. And it's really hard for me to remember details. Yeah. So in this one, people would pop on the screen. Oh yeah. Like I remember him or I remember that. But yeah, because we watched the three Tobey Maguire ones, but not the Andrew Garfield ones. So
yeah, I think that'd be a lot. The original plan was, I think, beginning of December or whatever, we watched all three of the Raimi movies. Like, within 4 days or something? Like, they were back-to-back.
I remember the last one. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and the last one also is just... we'll get to it. I was definitely burned out with Spider-Man. But I was so excited to, like, show you them and then talk about them on the podcast, even though that never happened, and then watch the new one. I remember I showed you the trailer for No Way Home. And it has the Green Goblin's grenade, and it just straight up has Doc Ock. And I was like, aren't you so excited? And you're like, nah. I think that was the moment I was like, okay, well, we have some homework for you.
It was really good. I'm glad I watched them so that it made No Way Home even better.
I already said, like, this was one of the first movies I saw in the theaters. This might be my most nostalgic thing, the Raimi movies. The score comes on, the music, and I'm immediately transported back to being 6 or 7, just rewatching it over and over again. They're definitely very of their time.
Who's the bad guy in the second one?
Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember he makes a big old sun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just was like, Green Goblin, then Green Goblin's son. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, it's very, I forget things. Major details very easily.
The Matrix just came out, and there's a lot of, like, very slow-mo dodging scenes. There's, like, the reflection of his choices in his, like, eye visor of Mary Jane, Catch Mary Jane, or Catch the Falling Children. Doc Ock's arms are very the Matrix squid things. So I think huge Matrix influence on all three of these movies. As well as they changed the ending for New York. Because that was, like, all the opening posters were, they had the Twin Towers and then 9/11 happened before the movie came out. They changed a lot of stuff after that, making New York feel like a night tight-knit, like, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of this sort of feelings.
It's been a while since we've watched these, and so for a lot of my notes, I have no idea what they mean. My first one says China Story. Don't know which one.
Well, here, let me ask you this. So Sam Raimi, the director of all three of these,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's primarily, but he definitely has dabbled a lot in horror movies. How do you see that come through in these movies?
The scene that sticks out the most to me was the second one where they're trying to operate on Doc Ock.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kills everybody.
Yeah. That's a really cool scene. It's scary for a kid or an adult.
Yeah, that was fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think definitely that is, it's pretty horrifying. There's a lot of, like, low angles when showing, like, the villain, which is very stereotypically horror genre. How about the villains? Willem Dafoe is the perfect Green Goblin.
Yeah, nailed it. The only thing I've really ever seen him in that I can remember is Aquaman, where he's nice and good and whatever.
Yeah.
But he does do an excellent villain.
And he's very, like, I don't know if duplicitous is the right word. He's very, like, nice Norman Osborn. And he's a very twisted, scary Green Goblin.
Yeah.
It's great. And I love how he, like, talks to himself in the mirror. And his face changes so much. It's almost like a Jim Carrey kind of trait that he has to just transform his face. Sneer and... Alfred Molina?
Yeah. I really like who he was as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, great villain.
Otto Octavius.
In No Way Home? Same.
Yeah. And he showed up in The Man Who Knew Too Little with Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a fun movie.
The most I have to say, funnily enough, is about the third one. Because the third one, I think, is by far the worst. Generally accepted as the worst one. Rewatching it this time, I quite liked it.
I will say, I have a record amount of notes for the first movie. normal amount of notes for the second, and I took no notes.
Yeah.
On the third.
That's a bit of fatigue, I think. I also don't have very many notes, but I do have a lot of thoughts. I think the black goo is dumb and should not have been involved. If it was just a Sandman movie, would have been great. And it almost was. Like, all the black goo stuff felt very tacked on to the story. But I think Sandman pulling himself together after he turns into sand, I think is maybe the most moving scene in all of the 8 Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
I think the music is great. I think, you know, the fact that he's pulling himself together literally for his daughter is awesome. And he's all sand. And it looks great for 2008, 2006. Very solid. I also think the fight, I think making him the murderer of Uncle Ben is a little unneeded. But it's fine.
Yeah, agree.
But the fight in the subway, where Peter's the most brutal he's ever been, and he just pulls him apart, basically, is so good. You're almost rooting for Sandman. You're like, oh my gosh, like you're gonna die, dude. And you think he does when he falls into water. What's his name? Hayden Church?
Mm-hmm.
He does a great job.
Also in We Bought a Zoo.
Yes, also in We Bought a Zoo. But this movie is very fun. For me, watching it with you, I don't think I've ever seen you so anxious as when he fights the new goblin and he loses the ring. You were on the edge of your seat, you were gasping, you're scared. Your little fist, well, your normal sized fists were clenched. I think you said, like, if he loses the ring, I'm done. Like, it's funny.
You gotta be careful with that stuff. Also, I just remembered what you were talking about. I was like, what ring the whole time? Yeah,
that's fine.
I thought it was, like, Green Goblin's ring. But no, his, like, engagement ring.
Yeah. That Aunt May gave him.
Okay. Obviously, I was very stressed about it.
Mm-hmm. I think best Aunt May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is Aunt May in the Andrew Garfield ones?
She's a name, but I don't remember it. Why don't you look that up? I think you'll recognize her.
Yeah, because the... My Uncle Vinny lady is Tom Holland, right?
Yeah. Okay. My cousin Vinny.
Oh, what'd I say?
Uncle.
Oh.
Uncle Ben.
Yeah, there you go.
As far as I'm aware, that is Uncle Ben in this universe. What's his name? Sam Pesci? That doesn't sound right.
No, Pesci is right, though.
Okay. But as we were watching this movie, these are words that Brooke actually said out loud throughout the movie. And I wrote them down because I thought they were funny. She said, there's too many things happening. Why are there 17 bad guys? There's 17 again. Zac Efron. And I literally do that move. That's my move. And that's when he turns all emo with the black suit and the hair down and starts dancing on the street and trying to pick up women.
That's when I said that too?
That's when you said that. You did like a slide. He did a slide with his hands up and you go, that's my move.
Oh, well, good. Also, Sally Field.
Sally Field? Okay. She's fine. I don't think she does much.
I like Sally Field though.
Yeah.
She's in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm. I also think best Uncle Ben in these first three. It's the president.
Well, the first one.
Oh, good point.
The first 15 minutes.
Yeah. I have a lot of disdain for the Andrew Garfield movies because they took the movies that I love and just tried to do them again. And there are parts of it that are very good. Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, great. They changed the villain, which was nice. A lizard, an electric man, whatever. Everything else, I always kind of turn my nose up at. And I don't think that those movies deserve that. I think that's a me problem.
Yeah, I just really liked Andrew Garfield, and I hadn't seen the other one, so I was like, this is where I enter the Spider-Man world.
Yeah. But yeah, that's basically my overarching notes. I think the third one gets a lot of undeserved hate. I think...
From you, originally.
Yeah. I do think there's a lot wrong with it. James Franco and honestly all the cast. Tobey Maguire, James Franco, and Kirsten Dunst all kind of gave up a little bit.
Topher Grace was in there?
Topher Grace was in it. He was good. From what I understand, there's like a lot of studio interference. Like I think Sam Raimi just wanted Sandman. I think they pushed Venom into the movie against his wishes and all this stuff. So there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I'm not super aware of.
And I feel like you could feel that.
Definitely.
Like, yeah. It was a little bit all over the place.
It was, yeah. Kirsten Dunst didn't even scream. They just recycled screams from different movies, which honestly is fine. But there's a level of laziness there that I think you can feel throughout all of the cast members. The main cast. Tobey Maguire stopped working out. Like, there's all these things that don't help the movie.
Yeah. I will say, to watching these movies, it's hard to compare them. You know, in 2002, I'm sure they were, like, top of the line, amazing.
Yeah, they definitely were.
But after, and I love, like, older movies, and I definitely felt that, like, nostalgia aspect. But growing up on Marvel movies, it's hard to, like, go back.
Yeah. Pre-MCU Marvel is
the Wild West. Are very good.
Yes. I would agree. Well,
I really like Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
When we watched the second one, you said that was your favorite MCU movie. I don't know if that's still true, but at the time.
Mm. Okay.
You don't even remember.
No. Well, remember, you asked me if I had seen it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was like, oh yeah. And about 2 minutes in, they kept talking about how people like got snapped away or something. I was like, what is going on? I have no idea. I've never seen this in my life.
Yeah. Well, you liked it.
But yeah, it was good.
Are you sure? Do you remember?
They go to like Italy or something?
France? They do, yeah. They go to Venice. They go all over because he's far from home.
Mm. Yeah, and then everyone knows his identity and it's sad.
Yeah. That was a great cliffhanger.
Yeah. That I forgot about and you forgot about.
We have to talk about J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
He's in five of the eight.
Woof. Is he not in the Amazing Spider-Man ones?
No.
At all?
Nope. Nah. I am so excited that he's back. Oh, he's so good. I think maybe the most perfectly cast comic book actor there is.
What's his name in real life?
J.K. Simmons.
There you go.
He's such a jerk, but you love him. And he's actually, like, a nice guy. You know, Green Goblin shows up and is like, tell me who is taking pictures of Spider-Man or I'll hurt you. And he's like, no, like, they come through the mail. Like, he's lying and covering up for him. And I was like, you're a good guy. I love him. And he gets way more to do in the second and third one. In the first one, he's there for a very short time.
I just remember being like, this is a great representation of how media works.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is crap, by the way.
Crap. Flipping through Spider-Man photos.
Yep.
So, awesome. Why don't we talk a little bit more about No Way Home? Because we haven't... So, spoilers from here on out.
Okay.
I really like No Way Home. The few issues I have with it are no one acts like a real adult. That's about it, really. it's very contrived, the story. If anybody had stopped to just think for a second, none of it would have happened.
Yeah, and also they really blew past the whole, like, at first it's like, oh, he's a murderer, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, he's not. And moving on to the next
one. I was okay with that. I didn't, I don't know.
It just felt like if you're not going to spend any time on it, then don't put it in.
Yeah.
It just felt unnecessary.
It's very, like, dismissed with a hand wave. Daredevil's just, I'm a very good lawyer. I think he said it twice. I'm a very good lawyer. And then there was never...
Was it? Yeah.
He caught a brick. Anyway. I hope to see more Daredevil. I loved it. Charlie Cox.
I love how everybody cheered.
Yeah.
And including you.
I don't know if I cheered. I went, oh my goodness.
Okay, well. And I was just like, oh, apparently that's somebody. Yeah. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, the other part that everybody cheered at was when they were all, like, swinging together. And I think I cheered. Like, it just felt so cool when all three of them were swinging. It's fun. I love watching movies where, like, people interact.
When Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire met in Ned's grandma's living room for the first time, and they just immediately have like a little bit of a little scuffle, and I'm so glad Tobey won. He like webbed his shooter, and Andrew Garfield just looks down and goes, that's pretty good. Like, wow, that's smart. Like, yeah. I just loved it. Oh my goodness, I loved it. And Willem Dafoe as like kind of the driving force as like the main villain. So glad they brought him back. I'm very glad they broke his bike helmet of a mask and just made him have his own scary goblin face out in the open like it always should have been. Just the hallway fight scene where they're just going through floors. It is, yeah, it's everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah, it was so good. I think I walked out being like...
Wow, you did not like it, huh?
No. I think I walked out, that was my favorite Marvel movie.
I think I did as well.
You didn't like it as much as I thought you would. You had a lot more issues than I did, but you also, like, ban things at like a deeper level than me with all that stuff. So things that you get really caught up on, I'm like, meh.
It gave me things that I've been wanting since I was a little boy. And for that, it is my favorite Marvel MCU movie. Otherwise, I don't know. Like, all the issues I have with it, I'm fine looking over.
Yeah, that's how I feel about all Marvel movies.
Okay.
except for some, but...
How'd you feel about The Eternals?
Eh.
Yeah, okay.
High highs and low lows.
Yeah, I thought No Way Home had great emotional scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought their little sciencing together in the lab to come up with solutions to cure all the bad guys was so good. And I love how just fatherly Tobey Maguire was throughout all of it.
Yeah.
He stops Tom from killing Green Goblin. And he doesn't say anything. He doesn't do anything. He completely understands. But he's not going to let it happen. Ah. Oh, brought a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good.
It's like the references. Like, Tobey was talking to Ned. And he was like, did you have a best friend? He's like, yeah, he turned into my enemy. And then he died.
Yeah,
and then
got smushed by sand.
And then Ned was like, oh. Yeah. And then he turned around. And then when Andrew... Catches
MJ.
Yeah. And then he like cries and she's like, are you okay?
That's awesome.
And then there's like Spider-Man 2 and 3 and 1 and...
Yeah. I think the biggest thing missing from this movie is a scene in their home realities.
Yeah.
Just seeing Kirsten Dunst for a second, I thought would have had the loudest cheers maybe of the whole movie. Maybe not. Tobey Maguire showing up was pretty loud. As was Andrew Garfield. And just seeing Andrew Garfield, like, have some bit of closure in his own reality would have been nice as well. Definitely missing. What are your hopes for Spider-Man from now on?
Oh, this is a great question, Sean Riley. I don't know. I think it would be fine. Like, I like if he would remind Zendaya and Ned, sorry, MJ and Ned.
Yeah.
Who he is and, you know, kind of like rediscovering that. Because I like them as a couple. I mean, they're dating in real life. So, mm-hmm. Like, that's, you know, chemistry, good job, everybody. You're not acting.
I could do that if Brooke was MJ.
But also there's... What will happen if he doesn't? Like, will his Gwen Stacy come, or...
Yeah, or Black Cat. Or will he just be single?
Yeah.
So, we've never seen that.
I don't know. So but I'm kind of fine with whatever.
You're interested in... I hope he has an Eastern European landlord who asks him for rent.
Yep.
This is my actual childhood hope and dream. Is that they make a Spider-Man 4 with Sam Raimi directing... And Tobey Maguire as the leading role. Bring back Kirsten Dunst. That's pretty much it, actually. James is dead. Everybody's dead.
Everybody's
dead.
William Dafoe.
He's dead. Though, maybe everybody's alive again. It's a little unclear. Because Sandman, Dr. Rock, and Green Goblin are all cured. Mm-hmm. And then sent back to their reality.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe their whole reality is different, and maybe it's better, maybe it's worse, I don't know. Yeah. I would love to see Spider-Man 4. Bring back Bruce Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Have Toby be the head of the Daily Prophet, Planet, whatever it is.
Prophet. Thanks for showing me Spider-Man.
You're welcome.
So I could understand the best Marvel movie to date.
Yeah, No Way Home has a way of just making you smile, I think. Talking about it, thinking about it. Throughout this whole discussion, I went like, yeah, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't great, to just cheesing and having a great time. I think that's very the Marvel movies. You know, they're not going to win any Oscars or anything. They'll make you smile.
Even though they're dominating the cinema, nobody's making up any other kind of movie.
Correct. And burnout is a serious problem, and we're approaching it rapidly, and Eternals was terrible.
Yep.
I love it. No Way Home is the most fun movie, I think, period, that I've seen. And excluding in the MCU or superhero movie, just like, it is, I think, a movie that I'll go back to if I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
Good fun time. Even though it's kind of sad. And Aunt May dies. All right, so it is your turn next week, and we're gonna do it next week.
Yeah. I will say it's kind of hard because we have shown each other things.
We've shown each other so... Like, we haven't stopped our normal routine.
But we just stopped talking about it.
Yeah.
And taking notes and...
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do, like, a 5-minute burst. Like, multiple...
Yeah, we could do that, for sure.
Just, like, quick summary and then back on it.
Yeah. We could definitely do that.
Would you guys be interested in that?
Yeah. If you have any opinions or thoughts, you keep them to yourself, or email us at itwasasquare@gmail.com. We would love to hear from all of you.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. Peace out.
Bye.